Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 17, Letter Number 6435, Baruch Hashem, the 5th of Menachem of Tosh Yudches, Brooklyn, Sholem Uvracha. So, this apparently, parents were sending the kids to school, and, you know, they were pampering their kid, and they were telling the Rebbe that it's too difficult for the kid to be entire day under supervision. So the Rebbe says like this, Shalom Uvracha, I'm answering you on your letter in which you write about your son, .. Sheyichya. So the Rebbe says, as I assume, Rebbe says, what's the real reason why it's difficult for him to be an entire day under supervision and to be tied to a set schedule? So why is he having a hard time? She's writing to the Rebbe that her son is having a hard time. So the Rebbe says, I assume the reason for that is because, as it appears, he didn't have it at home. At home, he was free to do as he wished. And all of a sudden, you send him to school, and there is rules, and you have to follow, and there is supervision, and they're putting up a fight. They don't want to go to school. So the Rebbe says, I think that that's the reason, because he didn't have no discipline. He didn't have at home any schedule, any set schedule. So it was hard for him to be under supervision and to be having a set schedule. Therefore, the Rebbe says, it's understood that you have to see to it in ways of pleasantness and in peaceful ways that he should find himself over there until the learning season begins, and the Rebbe is they probably were there before they sent him to before. The Rebbe says he should be there in preparation before the school year starts, before the time of learning. And the Rebbe says, for sure, as it goes on, the further we take this, it'll be easier for him to get used to. And this could have a lasting effect for a whole year. So that he should be able to accept this discipline and to set himself up on a schedule, not only in the hours that he's in school, but also at home. That for a child, the Rebbe says, this is the most important, to have discipline and to have a schedule. And the Rebbe is basically, looks like, suggesting that it's the parents' fault. He says, you pampered him, you spoiled him, you didn't give him a schedule, you didn't give him any discipline, and now when he has to go out to school, he's having a hard time, you know, accepting authority, accepting the schedule. So the Rebbe says, let him stay there, and he should try with way of pleasantness, that he should stay there in a peaceful way. Don't fight with him, but get him to stay there, and he'll get used to a schedule. He'll get used to a discipline. And the Rebbe says, psychologically speaking, you have to also accept, you have to know psychologically to have this. He says, when your son knows that this is a decision that he has to stay there, you're not shaky, you know, oh, maybe you'll stay, maybe you'll not stay. Oh, you want to go home? Maybe we'll take you home. That's not good. If your son will know The Rebbe says psychologically, if he knows that the decision was made that he has to stay there, so then he'll make up his mind, to remain there. But on the other hand, it seems from your writing that through talking to him on the telephone, he's hopeful that he will be free from the camp and in discipline in general. So they send him to camp. So this was a mother who was talking about the camp, who's telling that the kid is calling the mother and begging him to take him out of camp. It's a man, it looks like, because it's Shalom Avrocha. So yeah. The Rebbe is saying to him that if he knows that this is where he's staying, he'll make up his mind. But if he knows, as it seems from your writing, that he hopes that he can call you and that is going to free him from the camp and in generally from discipline, that's not going to work. So psychologically speaking, you have to know that he's staying in camp. And the Rebbe said that camp will be a good preparation later on for the school year, because it's important for him to learn to be in a schedule, to be under discipline, and that is to his benefit. Now, she also writes, the Rebbe says, you write about his medical treatment. So the Rebbe says, since this is something new, so hopefully you'll do it with the greatest of caution. That means to check in every few days, and it should be minimally a few and not the maximum, meaning every few days, that's the minimum amount. Every few days you have to check in, because we don't know what maybe he was on some medication, maybe he was on, maybe he had ADD, maybe, I don't know, whatever the case is, the Rebbe blesses you, Yerotzen, that in all the above, you should be able to inform good news, and together with your wife, may she live, so clearly, writing to the husband, you should have help in a healthy way, and in a wide mind, that you should have true nachas, which is Hasidic nachas from your kids, may they live. The Rebbe blesses him for good news and all of the above. So the Rebbe is writing to him, the reason why your kid is having a hard time in camp is probably because he's not used to discipline and he's not used to a schedule. But the Rebbe says, if don't give him any ideas that he can come home, because psychologically, if he thinks that he's going to call and he'll be freed, then he's going to want to do it. So you should make sure that he knows that this was the decision and he's not going home. So then that will help him. And the Rebbe says also, if you're giving new medication, you have to check and make sure that there's no side effects or whatever it is, but check in regularly to make sure that everything's okay.